Hey, Laura Ann Lynn, you're listening to Radio Brendo Man.
And welcome to another episode of Radio Brendo Man. I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
I just looked down and saw that I slimed the table here because it's hot.
You got slimed.
I slimed.
It's like a triangle from your arm there.
It's gnarly. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm not making it very hospitable.
It's warm. We have to. That's the thing with recording. You can't have it be all noisy with an air conditioning or that's all you guys would hear.
Yeah, so just remember, every time you listen to anything, the people are probably sweating bullets.
For you, the listener. That's how much we care.
Like, any place, like, even in those fancy recording booths.
Yeah.
It's probably real.
They have to turn it off.
Just realize it's probably really hot in there.
Yep. So that's
unless they have some fancy thing. Is there a fancy thing?
I mean, they can cool
it's
it
like
beforehand.
Whispering cool air.
Hey, guys.
It's like silent. Is there a silent cooler?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Like a swamp cooler?
I mean, I think that they just have to cool it ahead of time, right?
What if you just record in a ice box?
I mean, I guess. But even that's noisy.
No, like it's like an ice.
Oh, just ice.
Just a ice.
Like Anna Green Gables.
Like a giant cooler.
All right.
Like a butchery.
Maybe. A butchery? Yeah, you know. You
go down an abattoir?
Maybe. I guess you could. We just have a bunch of like raw meat and ice cubes around.
But it'd be cold.
Yeah.
I'd do it.
Butcher cast.
The meat cast.
Meat cast.
The carcass cast.
That's what we need to do.
Surrounded by carcasses.
Do we have a local butchery?
I'm sure we do. We live in a semi-rural community.
There's gotta be a butchery around somewhere.
Definitely. I'm sure there's a guy with cows.
Yeah.
We can go hang out there.
Let's do that. We'll try that next time.
Next time at the butchery. But this time, I mean, it's been quite a week. School's wrapping up. So I'm out. The kids are gone at school now.
Yeah, they're done, huh?
We had our last week of school. Had a bunch of, man, there ain't no party like an elementary school teacher's just out of school party.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
They know. It's true. We went to our own, Janelle's end of the year party.
Ours was like, the bell rang, the kids are all gone, we went like less than 2 miles away from campus, they had rented a like room at the back of a Mexican restaurant, and let me tell you, like, I'm like, don't you people have to drive home? Like, I guess people Ubered and had their spouses, cause I'm like, I didn't drink anything because I'm like, I have to drive all the way home after this. But like, because margaritas were, it was all happening.
Janelle had her end of the year party. There's a pool.
It's weird seeing your like,
their undies
it's weird
swam.
Seeing your coworkers, these reserved teacher ladies.
The music teacher brought his electric piano and I sang karaoke.
Wait, you sang karaoke at a party?
Dude, I sang like sober karaoke with everyone else that was
You
not,
were like terrified of this whole situation.
Well, here's the thing.
Phil doesn't like small talk. He definitely doesn't like drunk people.
But when they are, they're an easy audience. Cause I was like, they were like, yeah, do it.
What'd you do?
Jesse's girl, man.
That's a good one.
Well, the guy brought it out and he only knew song, like soft rock from the 70s and maybe early 80s.
Was he playing?
He's playing piano
and
singing.
Okay. So it wasn't like a karaoke.
So it wasn't a karaoke machine. And he was
like live karaoke.
Live karaoke. And he's like, someone sing with me. Someone sing for me. And like every song, like I'll do one if he does, but I didn't know any of the songs. Like it was all like soft rock from the 70s. Like, oh, you guys know this one. And then we're all like, I don't know the song. And then he started doing dun 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 dun. And I'm like, oh, it's Jesse's girl. And then like, go do it. And so they all like cheered me on and I went up and sang Jesse's girl by the pool with the PE teacher swimming in his underwear.
Somebody has this on video.
There may be a video of that floating around somewhere.
Man, we got five.
And then Janelle got up and was like the fly girl for a while and like danced and held a sign for him and like did like, ooh, backgrounds. But she didn't know the song, so she just did like random like oohs and stuff.
Sounds like a fun time.
There's some funny video out there, I will say. So yeah, end of the school teacher parties are off the chain.
End of school teacher parties are kind of nuts. I wish I had been able to go to the other one from the other school.
Uh-huh.
But because they had a retirement party, and I heard those are like another level.
Man, yeah.
That's like an extra level.
Oh, dude. Plus, they had the barbecue. The principal's husband barbecued, and it was like incredible.
Well, we had it at this Mexican place in Highland that I didn't even know existed. It's called Mi Cocina.
Is it the one that gets across from the Walmart?
From the Walmart.
Yeah, we ate there once. It's so really good.
Really good. Yeah.
Well, why were we there? We went there one time. Oh, because we used to have our emergency or our urgent care was up there for a while.
You need to go all the way up there
for a while. That yeah, when we first lived here. Oh, dude, place is good.
That Walmart.
Ghetto.
It looks on the outside like a really nice Walmart, but it's the most, cause here's the thing about Highland. Highland is probably the greatest example of the weird dichotomy throughout the Inland Empire of like the extremest of extreme poverties, like Redlands, Highland, San Bernardino is pretty much straight up poverty, but even San Bernardino has like, it's pockets, nice, though. But it's Highland in particular, I think because it abuts San Bernardino, it's like extreme poverty, and then it's like crazy rich people.
Because
like,
our party was in the Highland
super
Hills.
Super rich people.
Yeah.
And I'm talking like some of the worst poverty in the country. Not just like, oh, poverty. I'm talking like super poverty, like kids at my school. Like my school's right there in that area. Then like, and so it's just bizarre. So this Walmart, it's a freaking nice, huge, giant, super center Walmart, but it definitely supports the idea that even the nicest of Walmarts is so freaking ghetto. Like, the parking lot's so scary.
Yeah.
I got accosted by like 8 different junkies and or like extreme homeless people. I saw a fight break out because of a minor fender bender that happened, like a physical fight.
Right.
And I'm like, I can't, cause I went there, cause I had to get, it was like, after school, and then like the wedding rehearsal, the wedding was like the next day, so I'm like, and I forgot that I don't have pants for my suit.
Oh, you gotta get pants.
And cause I ruined them in the washer accidentally, they accidentally got put in the wash.
Oh.
And so I had to get like nice pants.
I hate that there's clothes that you can't wash.
I know, it's stupid, right?
What's the point?
Well, so Walmart's the only place that like, I knew I could get clothes at that are my size, and like, I hate how much the fat guy stores charge, the fat store surcharge, whereas Walmart, it's all cheap.
Yeah.
And even though I felt dirty, cause like, it's probably made by a small child in China somewhere.
But you know, probably the ones at the fat guy store are too, so.
They all are.
Yeah.
But especially at Walmart, I mean, come on. These pants, these are like nice pants, like, and they're like $20. There's no way that's like, I don't know, dude, it just seems, the whole thing seems shady. And so I got like the pants, I got a belt, and then like while I was there, I'm like, oh, they got a good deal on some undershirts, and Hanes has this new technology, I don't know.
New shirt and, technology?
Well, they actually sell shirts, I didn't get these ones, but they have them, that's the same material that the MeUndies are, what is that called, it's some new thing, it's some new fangled freaking thing. Somebody's yelling it right now.
But
it's like really comfortable and like, but the shirts, these shirts at least like they're like some new thing and like odor lock. I don't know. So I'm like, it sounds good.
That's cool.
And definitely since Comic-Con's coming up, all these wrestling shows I'm gonna be going to, gonna be hot.
Yeah.
Gonna be sticky. Need that protection and comfort.
Definitely.
And, so got those. And then but this Walmart's scary in Highland. But then there's that really nice Mexican place right across the street. Really nice, really good, great salsa.
Yeah.
Like really freaking good salsa. Yeah. And they just give you a bottle and you can like dump it in the thing and it's great. And I had the carne asada burrito and that was really good.
Mm.
And apparently their margaritas are good because the teachers drank a freaking boatload of them.
Oh.
But yeah, so this end of the school year, we actually had a field trip the day after school ended at the junior high because of a bus misscheduling. And it was the leadership, we have like ranks, like the kids can achieve ranks. Okay. And if you get a major, like it's like military ranks.
Oh, okay.
So if you get up to major, you get to go on a special field trip.
Where do they go?
Well, we were supposed to go to freaking Legoland, but then our whole buses got messed up. And then the day we could get buses, Legoland wasn't doing the educational discount.
Okay.
Cause Legoland does a really good educational. Yeah, it's only $15 per kid. And so we didn't get to do that.
Man.
And so we went to Castle Park.
Okay.
Which was pretty fun. I'd never been there.
Less educational.
Well, it was a fun trip. It wasn't really like an education trip.
Yeah.
And it was, school was out anyway, so, but it was cool because we got a pizza buffet.
Nice.
And, I rode on the bumper cars, but then I don't know if you remember, but it was 90, like it was in the high 90s last Friday.
Yeah.
So started doing miniature golf. And after about like the 10th hole, and here, mind you, I am having the game of my life. It was me and three other teachers, and I am like destroying. And there's kids watching us, they're like, oh my gosh, Mr. Creasy is like really good. I'm like, I have never miniature golf this good in my entire life. I either got par or below par on every single hole.
Gosh.
Like I'm just destroying it. And like, I got like a lot of twos. I got like, and then nothing higher than a three, and I'm just like destroying. And then I'm like, one, I have to go help you have to check in with the kids every whatever.
Right.
And also I'm like, I'm about to die because it's night. It's like the sun came out, and I'm like, so we all like, I think we all agreed to like call it because it was really hot.
Yeah.
And then we kind of retreated to indoors for the rest while the kids, because there's a water park there.
Yeah, we went there sometimes when I was a kid because we lived not too far away. It's fun.
They have Buccaneer Cove.
Did you go on that like spinny one where they put you in like the spaceship?
Well, they have all these spinny things. Well, I mean the Gravitron.
Yeah.
I've done that as a kid, but I wasn't going to do any of that stuff.
That was my favorite as a kid.
I love the Gravitron as a kid. And I remember when they have the one at Six Flags where it's like the barrel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like my brother.
Spin out.
Well, yeah. So
gone now though.
My brother figured out that you could like go all the way upside down on those.
Yeah.
And then we got yelled at and he almost got kicked out of the park. Cause I remember I tried to do it, but I ended up like sideways and then I almost didn't get back up in time. I was like fell
yeah,
over.
Yeah, you have to be like right side up.
But Carson would like spin all the way upside down. He'd like crawl all over
they definitely got more strict. It's gone now. Sadly,
yeah, it's a bummer.
They got a little more strict.
But the Gravitron, I just remember one time I went on the Gravitron in Montana when I was out there with, visiting my mom's friend and there was like this little county fair in Missoula and, this kid threw up on it and I had always heard about what would happen if somebody threw up. And well, first I swear to you, it floated a little bit and then it just splat right back in his face.
Oh,
in his own face.
I mean, that's at least that. At least it didn't go like across.
Cause I had heard all kinds of different theories about what would happen.
Yeah.
And I had heard that it full on went to the middle and then like stayed there. And then if the ride stopped, then it like, and then as soon as it saw the ride, it would just split. So I was freaked out, but it kind of floated a little bit cause we were going so fast.
Right.
And then it just went plop, like right back in his face.
That's awesome.
But yeah. And then my other favorite one to do, cause I don't know, I haven't done those. I don't think my body can handle those spinny rides anymore.
No.
Like, but I haven't really been on, I mean, I've been on a few and it's fine, but I'm like, I'm feeling a little bit more, like, I've never thrown up on a ride ever. Only time I ever came, excuse me, remotely close was we had just eaten a bunch of food, like fair food.
Yeah.
And then my friend and I, cause we had the unlimited ride pass and we went on, you know, the high roller where it's like,
it spins as it spins.
Yeah. And I, that plus like eating a bunch of junk food, it got close. It got real close. I almost raised my hand, but I made it through.
You made it.
And then I didn't throw up afterward, but I was like, that was the closest I've ever been. But yeah, the other one that I really liked was the one, I think they still have this at a lot of places where it like starts off like flat and then it raises up
like a circle. They had one of those at Six Flags.
Yeah. I always like that one. So then you're like, just face, like looking at the ground.
Yeah.
When you like, for half of it. That one's pretty
cool.
That's
pretty cool too.
Anyone where you're standing and then you like stick to things. Like I thought that, those are always fun.
Yeah. I mean, I still love those, but I haven't lost it yet. I still can do spinny rides.
I've gone on a few, but it seems kind of like iffy.
Maybe on the way out.
Yeah.
I mean, I went on that one on at John's Incredible Pizza with the girls.
You oh, yeah, I did that.
But you were in the slow car, right? Like, you guys didn't spin.
No, we spun.
You spun, too?
We spun like crazy. I can handle it. I just, something's, I feel like something's going to give at some point.
It,
I don't know.
Very well
because a lot of people I know, like, when you get to it, like, your body's like, yeah. Nope. Like, not, like, Mike used to do all that stuff, and he can't do it anymore.
Well, the reason I mentioned John's is because that's a good test, because we just finished eating all-you-can-eat pizza and pasta. Yeah.
I also for like 2 still hours. Don't understand why they have carpet under that. That's a terrible and how idea. Gnarly is that carpet?
Because we asked
and how
lady,
often do they clean that carpet?
She said people barf all the time.
And that's carpet.
Yeah. I
that's
don't know.
That's real gross.
They probably just have the carpet cleaner guys like on speed dial.
I guess, but it's gotta be gnarly. Man, I remember whenever somebody threw up at Disneyland, but Disneyland is because they have that freaking magic
the
dust.
Magic powder?
It is. It's magic. It, yeah. Like, it takes the smell away immediately,
yep.
And it, like, clumps it all up,
yeah,
and
like,
then they
sweep
just sweep
it,
Like, the first time I saw that, I was like, what kind of wizardry is this?
All it takes is faith and trust and a little bit of vomit
because I had a code V, like, immediately. Like, one of the first people through my gate, it was a dude and his 2 kids. You could tell the guy, like, just wanted to be there and get to Disneyland. And even though he didn't care, that his, and the kid was clearly, like, sick.
Right.
And as soon as he got through the gate, the kid just threw up everywhere. And that was, like, I had been a ticket taker for, like, 5 minutes. And
it
I don't
happens
know.
To everybody.
Did you ever get any gnarly ones?
Not too bad. Again, I was
did
in, like,
see
the cushy
code
spot.
V?
Like one, I had one that wasn't even inside.
Did
though.
To
it was
call
outside.
It in?
I wasn't even the one that called
oh,
it.
Man.
Like it was, but I was in like the nice air conditioned place.
Everyone little Disneyland trivia down. Code V.
I think everyone knows what that means.
Means yeah,
yeah.
There's also code U.
Yeah, there's.
We had code U. I want to say code P, but nobody. They, that's not the official.
No. Speaking of code P. My gosh, I guess we'll talk about it in the movies, but that'll probably be next episode.
Mm.
So that it just gets to everyone
Captain
earlier.
Underpants?
See Captain Underpants. It's amazing. It's like the funniest movie I've seen.
It's got really good reviews.
In a long time. I want to watch it again right now because there's so much clever stuff.
I wish
in
I had seen it, but we recorded a Popsicles and I could not
miss. Which is good.
Recording a Popsicles because you guys went at 9:40 in the morning.
Yeah, well, because we did our movie ticket
thing.
Movie
ticket.
Got
to you
got
to go to the first. If you go to the first one, you had $7.50 in movie cash.
The first
tickets
show of the
are $7. Yep. So you get to go for free and you got a DVD on top of it.
Yeah, it's great.
And most places, that's how they trick you, because back in maybe 1998, movies are $7.50.
Right.
But that's not true anywhere now.
Except first showing of the day. And you can always tell, like, they're always a little bit grumpy about having to take them, but it's like, I paid for the thing, I printed up the certificate, it scans in, it works, and they're like,
take my movie cash.
Right. But they do it.
Well, especially at that Krikorian, because you know they're hurting.
Yeah, I know, but they get, I don't know how that works. I don't know how it works. Somebody
yeah,
gets money
they get,
somewhere.
They get the money. No, they get the money.
But they have, it's
but they
a
have to like reimburse,
them.
They have to probably
right.
file a thing.
And since
and they
there's
get a
like
check,
4 of us.
It's a coupon.
Know.
And also, it's the Krikorian that has to be hurting now that the Harkins, because I mean, every time I've been in there are not a lot of people in that place.
There normally isn't, but there were a lot of people in Captain Underpants.
Well, Captain Underpants.
But I think because it's doing well.
But like, I went there in the middle of the day after this was like like a month into Harkins, and I was like, oh man.
It definitely
like,
taking whoa. A hit. And honestly, mostly the only time we go there is when we get certificates for stuff, which is probably
but
bad.
But sometimes, don't you want to, don't you love doing the clap?
I do. I mean, that's the
stupid.
I know
clap.
That, I'm sure we've described it before, but the clap during the opening thing is like so much fun and everybody does it.
The most I think I've made you and Janelle laugh recently was when I started doing the clapping during the Harkins thing.
Yes.
It's hard to make Janelle laugh too. Oh,
no, when you know you've earned it when you get a good like belly laugh. A cackle out of Janelle is hard earned.
And I started doing the clap during the Harkins.
No, it was at
Was it the Harkins?
I thought
was
it was in Laughlin. No, it was in Laughlin because you got everybody, remember? At that when we saw Moana.
Yeah.
It was during Moana, I think.
I started doing it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Just to whatever.
Just
to
another
game. Harkins is not even you gotta come up with something.
Yeah. But
there isn't really a thing.
It's such a like local joke that like no one else would understand.
Well,
it was great.
it's so weird, and I remember I did not believe you until I saw it happen.
Everybody claps.
And even then, I still think it's the stupidest thing in the world.
Yeah, but you do it though.
I don't do it. Also, I laugh because there's always people that get it wrong. Oh, yeah. Always.
Well, you don't want to be the guy that gets it wrong.
There's always people that get it wrong. It's like, especially the last where it's like, dunk, 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 dunk.
And they think they're supposed to, oh, dunk, 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 dunk.
Yeah, there's like, that's where it gets you.
And then, but the last part, you don't do it.
That's how you do.
Yeah, but the dun, 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 but you don't clap at the very, very end.
No, but the very, very end is dun, dun, dun.
But there's a thing at the end, sometimes people clap after.
But you always do the dun, dun, dun.
You do the dun, dun, dun.
This is why this is so dumb. This is so dumb. Nobody even knows if anybody, we're talking about the Krikorian Cinemas opening thing that's gotta be at least, that's movie clips from like 2008 at the latest.
Maybe. I mean, like the main thing is from like
Pirates of the Caribbean, Ace Ventura. Yeah, like, it's all these old movie clips. And people in only in freaking Redlands, California.
Everybody does.
Cause there's a, I've seen, there was a Krikorian in Buena Park that I went to all the time. Never once in my life heard anybody clapping to it until I go to freaking Redlands, because I guess people are so bored, they're like, hey, Ma, you can clap along to this Krikorian song.
Well, the best part is, like, the first time Janelle and I went to the theater there, we're like, what's happening right now? Because everybody in the room does it, and we're like,
it's so weird. Oh my gosh,
this is a thing people do.
It's so dumb.
It's great. No.
So I made Janelle laugh when I started clapping to whatever intro thing there was at Laughlin.
So like the Brendan, the Brendan theaters there?
Yes. No, it wasn't at the Brendan. Because we saw Harry Potter at,
That's
at the Brendan. But the Brendan that we probably will never be going back to.
Not if it's the kid program.
Well, I mean, when we can go to one that they can go to.
Yeah. Because man, that was the most expensive movie I've ever been to.
Yeah.
So
Fantastic Beasts and How to Spend like $700 That was the title of the episode.
That's right. Well, so now we've done like the best of Radio Brendo Man.
Well, we got a reader mail.
We do. Let's check it out.
This one from Steve Espinoza. We haven't heard from in a while.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
He says, hey guys, FYI, it was me who bought those knives and training weapons.
Do not mess with Steve.
Yeah, all the stuff we were talking about last time.
We meant it all in nice
tactical
ways.
Knives. Hey. Steve is a trained professional.
I know.
Jiu-jitsu.
We've got him on. I'd rather have him on our side than against our side, let me tell you.
He's a Kenpo, not jiu-jitsu.
There you go. Yeah, let's get the facts straight.
Kenpo. I lost my utility knife a few weeks ago. What if the guy who has it now, like, comes for you?
You didn't write your, like, name and address on it. Do you write your name and address on, like, a knife like that?
I definitely would not.
It's like, hey, here's where you can come and find me and
with
stab
this
me.
Knife.
Right, like...
But also just like, what if a guy is following you around and finds your knife and now he's got a knife?
Man, where did you live? Maybe he lost it around his house. I lose stuff around the house.
Yeah. I bought a few knives for everyday cutting and self-defense. Cause everyday cutting.
Like food.
Boxes.
I'm telling you, he's using it to cut a salami too.
Salami.
You gotta use a good pocket knife for salami. You can't just like use a kitchen knife.
I use my kitchen knife.
It doesn't feel right. You gotta imagine you're out in the field
on the
cutting
trail.
Your salami and looking at a beautiful waterfall.
Just imagine that you're like freaking Gandalf or something.
Yeah. Stir up some tang. Tang and salami. It's the breakfast of champions.
That's your trail food?
That's total trail food. Maybe some Munster cheese to go with it.
The trainers are for sparring. Oh, like the rubber ones. This year I'm training for my brown belt in Kenpo, and just after my belt test is an open invitational Dog Brothers gathering. Dog Brothers equal a bunch of martial arts enthusiasts who once a year invite anyone affiliated with Dog Brother martial arts or not can come and test their fighting skills using fencing headgear, padded gloves. Example, hockey, lacrosse, MMA are specially made gloves for minimal protection. So basically like you have padding, rattan sticks, and mock weapons. And you just fight each other.
That's awesome.
No points, no winners, no trophies. The only rule, be friends at the end of the day. That's like what I did with my brother.
Yeah.
And then you get to do it as a grown-up.
If you weren't wearing, like, pads back then, though.
No. Right. But like, hey, let's just beat each other with these whatever weapons we have available, and let's just, it's a brawl for all.
That was always my favorite part, because, you know, I was in fencing. My favorite thing we would do is we would do our official training, but sometimes if we did a good job or at the end of the night we had some extra time, we'd do, I can't remember what he called it now. It was basically a battle royale, though, where he would take all these different weapons. He'd, like, put them in the corners of the room, put them in the middle of the room, and we'd stand in the corners, and they'd say, go. It was, like, the cornucopia, and you'd run, and there's sabers and FAs, and you just, like, and you got, we would use, like, what do you call them, the katana swords, except, you know, like, the wooden ones and stuff, and just beat each other up. It was great.
That's cool.
So, man, I totally relate.
Alright, so he says, I'm hoping I'll be in shape enough to hang with the other fighters in my dojo this year. I've been to 2 open gatherings as a spectator, and I'm itching to try it out. Well, I hope you...
It's awesome.
Yeah. Don't worry, it's not as dangerous as it sounds. Everyone is surprisingly professional for amateurs. Ha ha. After a few matches, I can be invited by my instructors to the tribal gatherings. Well, those, like, super fights.
Man, yeah, it's like the different... It's like regionals.
Held 2 to 3 times a year, where I would represent my dojo along with the fighters at different levels. Dog, candidate dog, dog brother, and guru, like my instructors. When you get to candidate dog, you get to choose a dog name or have one given to you if you don't have one in mind. In my dojo, we are represented by Guru Foo Dog, Guru Baywolf, Brother Catch Dog, Candidate Beast Hound, Candidate Honey Badger, and few to-be-named-later dogs. If I ever get to that level, I was thinking about either Lucha Dog, for both my Mexican heritage and fandom for pro wrestling, or Poochie, for my love of The Simpsons. Even female martial artists have joined in, and have become Lady Dogs, or the B-words. Anyways... This year, there is a documentary crew that has been taping gatherings, and I wouldn't mind being a background player in that project.
Dude.
I'd watch a documentary about these giant,
like, dog rubber knife fights?
Fights.
Dog fights.
Dog fights, but good dog fights.
Yeah.
People dogs.
People dog fights.
Dog fights, but it's people.
Yeah. But, you know, for people.
For people. Anyways, keep up the good work, and John Gubang Du. Well, John Gubang Du.
Yes, John Gubang Du to you.
To you, too.
That's for the record, I like Lucha Dog. I think that's a good one. Poochie is good too.
But I like Lucha Dog.
Lucha Dog, that just sounds like...
Poochie.
It sounds more like tough, but I guess it doesn't matter.
It throws your opponents off guard.
That's true. You think like, oh, look at this guy, Poochie, haha. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, papa, look at my rubber knife.
Look at my rubber knife.
Well, I'm assuming they're not stabbing each other with the metal ones in these things, even with the helmet, right?
I don't think so. I think that's why he's got the... He said the trainers are for his, like, dog fighting.
Yeah. That's awesome.
What's, like, we always love... I love going back behind the convention center and watching
the LARPing.
I don't even think those are LARPing guys. Those are just, like, fighting guys.
Yeah, because those aren't the ones where they're using, like, keeping track of magic.
They're just, like, dudes in armor, like, just beating the crap out of each other.
I remember when we found that the first time, we're like, what's happening back here? There's guys in, like, armor hitting each other with swords.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So.
And now it's, like, we seek it out.
Yeah.
Also, because, like.
Well, it's also the way to a secret restaurant.
Every year I'm thinking the secret restaurant's gonna be gone and the soda room's gonna be gone. And
so far, we're so good. One of these years.
There's a secret restaurant and I don't want to tell anybody.
No, cause.
But it's like right there. How do people not know about that?
I don't know.
It's never that crowded.
Everywhere across the way, you're like waiting in 10-hour
We've been
line.
There in the middle of the day.
And they're like, hey, yeah.
Sit down.
I'll teach you right now.
Table for 12.
Yeah, not even like a small table. There was a big group there.
Yeah. That was where Derek got to see, like, where it comes from, because he saw your mom return, like,
a shrimp.
Shrimp
and get, like, the ones with bacon for free.
And get extra shrimp.
Yep.
And, like, yeah,
it runs deep. Yeah.
It's like, things are starting to make sense.
Uh-huh.
And, like, yeah.
It all clicks into place. Did I tell you about bargaining in the yard sale? I'm pretty sure I did the last time. Okay. Still feels good.
Still thinking about it?
Yeah.
Thinking about the, like, what, 50 cents?
If I'm feeling down, I think, like, no, it's a quarter.
A quarter.
A quarter.
A quarter.
But I told everyone before I did, I will go buy that for 75 cents right now, and then I did. So I started at 50. It just feels so good to get a good bargain. Love it. And then I was bargaining at our yard sale this last weekend. Mm-hmm. This lady wanted like to get some Legos for a good deal, you know. I was selling some like a bunch of Legos and I got what I wanted out of it, but I wanted her to feel like she got a good deal. And she saw those football cards that I've had floating around since like forever that dude traded me.
Yeah.
At the LA Comic Con that like no one wants them. She's like, you know, my dad really likes football. And I was like, if you give me this price, I will throw in that whole stack of football cards. She's like, really? I'm like, they're all yours. And I got exactly what I wanted for the Legos.
You even sold the Halo guy that you've been trying to sell forever.
Dude, I did.
But you're still, you've had that Transformer for so long.
I've had it for a few years. I've had other stuff longer.
You've had that. That Transformer's been part of many a sale.
It's been a few.
A lot.
A few.
A lot.
But
every single Shrine show.
But a lot of the stuff I sold yesterday was from that original Smrecker box.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even that.
You're
that
hitting
thing
the bottom of the barrel.
On that stuff. But I've made my money back on that a long time ago. That's good. So it's all.
You're very entrepreneurial spirit.
It's fun. Yeah. And I got to clean out the garage.
That's
some.
How you get. That's your high.
It is. Getting good money for getting what I want to sell and paying people less than they want me to pay them.
Being a.
Yep. A good haggle will get you far.
Yeah. All right, well, you know what else will get you far?
What's that?
Listening to podcasts and listening to them on Stitcher and rate, reviewing, and subscribing this podcast because it'll get us real far up those iTunes charts and help us get new listeners and help us bring in more people.
I had a Stitcher adventure this week.
Oh, yeah?
I went on Stitcher and all of my shows were gone. Like all of my stuff with that
were
I had
you
saved.
Not
like,
logged in?
No, I was logged in.
Well, that's unfortunate.
And all of it was
How'd
gone.
That happen?
I was freaking out. I'm like, wait, I have to go through and find all the shows again? And then I realized I had at some point created more than one account with two different email addresses and this is the one. So I started adding stuff and then I'm like, this cannot be right. And I logged out and then logged back in with my other email address and it was all there.
Why are you logged in with two email addresses?
I don't know.
It's tied to my Facebook.
Well, mine is too, but for some reason I at some point did another one.
Goofball.
So make sure you log in with the right email.
I don't use Stitcher anymore because I can't run it on my phone.
That's right. I do it on my computer, but that's if I'm going to listen to something on my computer, you know.
I use Google Play Music.
But we're on that too.
We're on that too. We're on everything. But again, rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends.
Do it.
Get the word out. We're building momentum. We want to continue building momentum because we want to continue serving you. But, you know, it's getting a little expensive to keep the lights on.
Yeah. So, you know, the more you can do, the better. We like it. Also,
finishing that Kickstarter.
There's
lots of other podcasts you can listen to on the Benview Network at BenviewNetwork.com, including the newest show, Super Mario Brothers Minute, which even though the movie, I'll tell you this, it's way more entertaining than that movie.
Well, I'll give them that. We'll give them credit for that.
It's really, very entertaining.
They could fart in a bag and it would be more entertaining than the movie. But there's some funny folks behind the show.
Yes.
And I support them fully, even if they're talking
about
one of
the worst
movies of all time. It's
very entertaining. And I think that Andrew and Emily have an earnest love for this movie, which while I don't understand.
I do not understand.
I appreciate, especially since Emily this week said that she hadn't seen Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I'm like, what kind of childhood did you have where Super Mario Brothers was your go-to movie and not Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? What kind of weird, but then I'm thinking about it and like by the time they were like kids, like 7, 8 years old, Ninja Turtles was definitely not like cool or even like really like going. So like, I guess. Like, because Andrew was saying that, like, they watched it on video, and, like, so there wasn't, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were not in the, like, really a zeitgeist thing by the mid-late 90s.
Which is just crazy to me, because that was, like, such a huge
thing. It was so huge, but remember, like, think about it, like, it kind of...
By the time 3 came out,
it was already, way...
Yeah.
So, like, it makes sense, I guess, but, I mean, come on, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is, like, such... Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, as a film, not even as a genre film, not even as a kids movie, stands on its own very well. It's a great movie. I dare you to watch that and not be moved, like, between the relationship between the brothers themselves and then Splinter and them, and like when like Raphael is like in that tub and they don't know if he's gonna live or die, and Casey Jones is so freaking good. Elias Koteas became one of, he's still one of my favorite actors because he delivers in everything. Even bad stuff that he's in, he always delivers.
Yep.
He's great. He should be in more things.
Maybe he's exactly the amount he wants to be.
Maybe, because he's great.
It's carefully calculated.
Some kind of wonderful... Dude, him in freaking... Did you ever see Zodiac?
I still never saw Zodiac.
What?
No, I never saw
Zodiac. Is like a freaking amazing movie, and he's great in it. And what was that Denzel Washington one? The one where it was like jumping from person to person?
Oh, Seven. Or not Seven.
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 Fallen?
Fallen. Single word.
Because he's great in that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe that wasn't at Strangfest. That's where I like...
Man.
Did not agree with Strang selections.
Because that movie was great.
It's really good.
Great use of the stones.
Yeah.
That song, like, just...
Well, we just recorded an episode of Alex P. Keaton is my friend.
That's right, right before we recorded here. There will be three more episodes before the season is done. You're
gonna finish it out?
Finishing it out.
You got Mandarin Orange Show.
Yep.
You got lots of great episodes of The Artistry. There's also a new... Like, they split up Midnight Marinara, so now there's...
Undercooked Analysis.
Undercooked Analysis.
And then the regular Midnight Marinara.
And
new popsicles
is coming this week.
Yeah.
It's not up yet. I just got all the pieces.
Put that together.
And it's a little bit of work to put together from three people.
Yeah.
It's not as easy as, this is like the easiest. Like, I love, this is great.
We don't have to do a whole lot. We don't
have to do anything. It's way less work than it used to be. It's still some work.
But we're in the same room.
Yes.
It makes it a lot easier.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got lots of other stuff. Check them out. BenviewNetwork.com. And speaking of .coms.
Yes.
Build your own .com.
At .dreamhost.
Not .dreamhost. That won't get you anywhere.
Just put .dreamhost on your computer. See what happens.
Nothing will happen.
Well, then you should go to RadioBrendo.com instead and click the DreamHost link. That'll get you where you need to go.
That will get you where you need to go.
To save $50.
$50 off your order at DreamHost.com, but you gotta go to RadioBrendo.com first.
That's right.
Click the banner, save $50, get that hot WordPress website, any website, get it going. They got lots of one-click installs, anybody can do it. You get a free domain name with your order, and
good deal.
Shared hosting plans start at $97 a year minus $50 off. That's like, you know, savings.
Less than $50.
Yeah, for a whole year. You know what else saves you money?
I do.
You know, sometimes you gotta spend money to save money, but we're gonna help you not even have to spend some money. And you can get a free trial of Amazon Prime, 30-day free trial.
Good deal.
Go to RadioBrendo.com, click that free trial, sign right up. That will get you free 2-day shipping with no minimum order size, unlimited orders, as many orders you want in the year.
And tell you, that has
saved
the day
this week.
Find
that cheap stuff. Cheap things. Yeah. You find that good deal where normally like, oh, I got to fill up my cart to get $25 worth of stuff to get that super saver shipping that takes two, three weeks.
None of that nonsense.
None of that. You order something, it gets there, boom.
Well, we're leaving on our trip soon and we had some last minute things we forgot to get.
Yeah.
We're like, Amazon Prime, no problem.
What'd you forget?
Well, some of it for instance.
Your money belt didn't fit you.
Well, the money belt is the issue. That's part of the reason I was trying to dig up and find my old stuff from Europe. I don't know if it fits me because I can't find it.
You can't even find it.
So that's an issue.
You were depending on being able to find something that you hadn't seen in years.
I thought it was
in your garage.
All my stuff, which I found, but I don't know where the belt part is. So I don't know. So yes, I spent a few hours digging through boxes and then I was like, I guess I have to get something else. Also, I need USB DS 3DS chargers because in order to get the charger to work in Europe, the regular ones don't work on their thing.
Even with an adapter?
Well, you can get a voltage converter. But most chargers, you don't need that for. So if we get the USB one, we're fine.
Okay.
So that's why we're doing that. So.
Don't want to explode your
DS. Don't want to explode anything. So, anyway, a few things like that we ordered and.
Amazon
Prime. Easy to do.
Boom.
But you know, if you already have Amazon Prime.
You also get that instant watch library, which we just used to watch Family Ties.
That's right.
For Alex P. Keaton and my friend. And if you want to follow along, Alex P. Keaton and my friend, you got Amazon Prime. Boom.
Do your free trial through us.
Boom, ba, boom, boom.
But if you already have Amazon Prime or, you know, whatever, you want to still help out the show, you're shopping on Amazon, go to RadioBrando.com, click the link on the right-hand side for Amazon, buy something like you would normally buy, and it will help us out.
Tell your friends to do that, too.
You should, because it's easy, and you don't have to pay any extra money.
Right.
And we'll, let's see what people bought this week.
Well, we got a Mabus retractable tape measure.
And that would have been helpful this weekend. Everyone was running around my house trying to find one.
Did you ever find it?
Nope. Matthew wound up measuring his suitcase with a piece of paper because he knew it was 8.5
inches. Well, how does he know that was right?
Because the piece of paper is 8.5 by 11.
That's true, but what if it's, like, if you're off by like, even like a little bit?
Well, he found out it was too big anyway, so we had to go buy a new one.
This one looks pretty convenient and handy.
Mabus.
It's only $3.99.
Looks like it says
Mabus on it.
Measures round or straight objects, and it's handy to have around the house.
But it's Mabus DMI Healthcare, so I guess it's for measuring
people.
People,
I guess.
I have one that's for measuring people. It came in my scale.
But I mean, like, you could also use it to measure something. It's because it's soft.
But only it also only measures up to 60 inches.
Well,
measuring tapes usually
they're much longer. Like, yeah,
big tape measures. But this is good if you're measuring.
Yeah.
Maybe someone got this to measure their suitcase.
Maybe they did. Maybe that's Matthew.
We got a Stanley 12-in-1 multi-tool. This sounds like a David purchase.
Could be. He's owned quite a few of these types of things over the years.
See this one. Yep, that's a multi-tool.
I mean, I don't know if he needs another one, but...
What is this? Not applicable.
In the description of the item, the number one object is NA.
And then the second thing is imported.
I feel like, you know what that is they were like filling out some form or something and whatever the first column was, instead of leaving it blank.
It has four screwdrivers.
Two pliers.
Yeah.
Two knives. Bottle opener.
I want to see, we should have looked at the reviews on the tape measure. Did not measure me correctly.
Their inches are way off.
This thing said I was fat. Will this fit in a mag holster? Yes, it will fit in a mag holster.
How do I close the knife?
What?
How do you close the knife? If you're having that problem, you should not be carrying this thing around.
Do the pliers have a spring?
No.
The knife blade and other tools do not lock open, so improper use could cause them to fold close unexpectedly. So that means Phil would probably chop his fingers off.
Dude, look at my knuckle right now. Do you see this big cut across my knuckle?
What did you do?
What does that look like? I mean, just make a guess. How did I cut my knuckle open?
It definitely looks like a giant gash.
Right? Laundry basket. Doing laundry.
How did you cut yourself on a laundry basket?
I
don't know.
I was like reaching for something and I dragged my hand across the side of the basket. I cannot have sharp things around me.
This guy says it's crap. Wire cutters don't cut wires at all. The rest of the stuff is subpar. Buy a decent one that actually works.
Only 4% are one stars.
Bad product. By Owner T.
Owner T. That sounds
verified fake. Purchase.
Yeah.
This one's long lay. Great multi-tool for the cheap price. Okay.
I'm telling you, some of these.
Furman Grande.
Those are fake. That's totally fake.
Jonathan Collins says it's crap. That seems real.
That seems like a real name.
Jay Nelson. 5 stars. BB. Michaludes Horgios.
Yes, it is exactly what I expected. It's got very good reviews overall, but King I'm P. saying some of those are fake.
King P says King it's a P. good tool. They gotta buy these, right? Like, that happens.
I don't know. Maybe Doesn't there's a way happen? To, like, fake it to make it say
it. You have to do verified purchase.
Maybe they
I mean, that's the price of a review.
Maybe.
So only if they pay $10, they get some good reviews, and they buy it for people on, like, there's probably some secret forum or something, or
What if they like buy it, write the review, and then return it?
I mean, that too.
I bet you there's some kind of scam like that they're doing.
They're paying people in some places.
Or they cancel, can you like buy it, then write the review, and then like cancel your order?
You probably can't do that.
I don't know.
You probably have to like have it shipped before you, but you can definitely return it.
I'm just saying, there's definitely funny business that goes on. I don't know how they do it.
Still premium bobber stops. What do you think this is?
Like fishing?
Not even looking.
Toilet? It's either toilet or fishing.
I think it's toilet.
All right.
I'm going
Yeah, that probably makes more sense.
I don't know what the heck this is.
Yeah, after looking at it. Grip.
Monofilament other than other.
Oh, it is fishing. Look. There's a reel.
Huh.
Well, the only two things I knew that bob are toilet things and fishing stuff.
What's a bobber stop do? To stop a bobber?
Yeah, well, if you have a bobber, you don't want it to bob anymore. You gotta stop the bobber.
Fill bobber stops are made from high-vis, fluorescent-colored. These quality stop knots grip monofilament more easy and independently than other bobber stops.
Doesn't tell me at all what it does.
It's a bobber stop.
And from the picture, I still can't tell. I mean, it's obviously a fishing thing.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know enough about fishing.
Fishing is, it's way too complicated.
I fished for a while, but I was never a big, I never had a bobber.
You gotta have a thing that bobs, a thing that stops the bob.
Are there just six in one pack? It is six packs. Didn't look at quantity per pack, but I think it was 20. Oh, it's six packs.
Six packs of a bobber.
How many bobber stops? Bobber.
How many bobber stops at a bobber stop? Stop.
This package is about the size of a dime bag.
What? I'm sure you can do the math from there.
Okay.
That's a very helpful answer,
Manny.
Manny
said that. Okay, Manny. Dime bag, and I can do the math from there. Exactly what I needed, a dime bag. There's a lot of people using the term dime bag, I guess.
Full by Amazon customer. Says they work.
Brett B. says they work.
I mean, what? These make it so easy to add a bobber stop. Of course, you could tie your own, but it gets a little tricky in the wind. I guess.
I think it, like, stops the bobber from... I think it keeps the bobber on the line. Maybe?
Oh, man. I mean, that
I have
make
no
sense.
Idea, dude. So I don't confused. Know. Fishing.
Just... All right. Who's going fishing? What are you going to catch?
Catch some... I keep wanting to say barbers.
Barber
baba.
Stops.
Baba. Baba. It sounds like we're from Boston.
Brooklyn or Boston.
I got my baba.
Going to the baba.
Gulp. Heads. Minnow. Jig head.
That's definitely
a another fishing thing.
Yeah.
Someone's doing some fishing.
Where are you going?
Not going to the Bass Pro Shop.
Bobber stops again. We can't get away from bobber
not
stops.
Not going to the Bass Pro Shop is what they're not.
That's right. They're, Amazon Pro Shop.
Amazon Pro
Maybe
Bass.
Maybe they're going fishing in the Amazon.
That's scary.
Oh, it's a hook.
It's a gulp head. A big fish on it. I guess this is a jig. Gulp grip, bait keeper. I don't understand any of this fishing terminology.
Proven colors. It can prove what color that is.
That's pretty neat. It looks like a fish.
Yeah.
Are fish cannibals? I guess they are. I guess a lot of them are.
Well, they're like,
different sizes. Eaten. Designed to work with Berkeley Gulp and Power Bait. Experiment with different shapes until you find the best for your solution. No,
this is the best. Warning, choking hazard. Small parts not for children under 3 years old. It's a fish hook. Of course you're not giving it to children under three years old. Who's suing if they gave a fish hook to their kids that they choked on it?
My kid choked on this.
I don't understand.
Then I liked it, but when the bait kept slipping down.
This is just, any bad reviews are going to be people complaining they didn't catch any fish. That's just fishing, man.
Somebody's doing a video call.
What? Are they in, like, the chat?
I don't understand. It says I have a missed call from Mario and Justin.
Man, they're trying to hang out somewhere.
Where are they?
They're in the internet, the ether somewhere.
I don't understand where they are. Why are they calling me?
Hey, Brendan. Maybe they just both happen to call you
this
at the same time.
This is from April 17th.
What?
And then it says I missed a call from Justin just now. What the heck?
Maybe he like tried to join an old group or something. You know,
I think
sometimes
Hangouts
if it's left
is,
over
like,
on Hangouts.
Out.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I'm not sure. Well, if you're out there, Justin, hello.
This guy says these jigs, there are better jigs with better keepers for what these cost. I still think that the fletchling cement I use will hold any plastic better. You tell him.
All right, man.
Jay Slavinsky. I'm hooked.
I'm hooked.
That's not real.
That's funny stuff. Works great.
Then the bait I liked kept it. Slipping. But this, like, he starts with, then I liked it.
But then the bait kept slipping
down. This person can't write correctly. And also, they are not a very verified purchase.
But also, like, any complaints are, like, I feel like if you just don't know how to fish, that's the issue.
I don't know how to fish. This guy says they cost too much.
What is this, like, $4 for, like, multiple? $3.79.
Apparently that's too much.
How much are you getting your jigs for?
Slavinsky says it's too much.
Man, I don't know. I think that's pretty fair. That's including shipping.
Well, we got Snowy Owl, 8-inch. What do you think this is?
Like a statue of an owl?
This is like a thing to, like, scare rats away or something.
Is it?
Like, you know, you put up...
Right, on top of the buildings to get birds.
I think. Or maybe it's a shooting target.
Maybe. Maybe it's an 8-inch record, and I didn't know they make 8-inch records. Oh, no. It's an 8-inch owl, like a stuffed owl. Just like
a little stuffed owl.
That's cool.
We thought we were getting too much in the outdoors.
Yeah, after all the fishing stuff. Stuffed owl. What do people say, what possibly could they have bad to say about a stuffed owl?
Look at this little Harry Potter rubber ducky.
Do you want a rubber ducky
toy? Oh, look at this little anime Harry Potter bib.
Oh, it's an owl for Harry Potter.
Oh.
Ah.
Is that what it's for?
I don't know, but it's obviously something
people associate with. There's all these Harry Potter things who bought this, so yeah. I don't know. But then it has, like, stuffed owls. That's a giant bear.
4 foot.
You can get a 4 foot bear for $35.
Man.
Why does it have such low reviews?
This bear is too big.
This bear is too big.
I don't need that much bear.
You do not need a 4 foot bear. What if it, like, smothered a child?
2 feet would have been sufficient.
Smothered my child.
It's a choking hazard.
It says it's an 8-inch snowy pluffed plush stuffed animal toy. New condition, brand new.
See, again, I feel like the product descriptions are just being called out on forums or something.
I need 3. Can you package all 3 together so the shipping is a bit cheaper?
The answer is...
I just bought one. I don't sell them. Sorry. Somebody just really needed to answer that question.
I got
to
jump in here and tell you, I don't know.
Dude, these questions are great. Would this be okay for a baby? I don't see why not. It's very soft, with the exception of the eyes, which seem to be well attached by Anne Spieglow.
You're right. These are just people that are like, I gotta answer a question.
Sure. Today. I'm here. I'm gonna answer this question.
I don't know.
What if because this woman let this, like, sure, yeah, give your baby totally this owl, and then they choked on the eyeball, this woman is guilty of murder in the second degree.
This is a very highly rated stuffed owl, by the way.
4.5 stars at 136 reviews. There's even pictures. Oh, look at the baby with the stuffed owl. Got good
reviews. That's cute.
Oh my gosh, buy the Harry Potter book.
Oh.
That is really cute.
All right, see, I'd buy it. That's why
someone bought it. Oh my gosh, look at his little fat, like, oh. All babies have that little fat rolls down there.
Man. Oh my gosh. It's very cute.
All right.
All right, there is what, 1 1 star?
2%. Not as described. Item received was Nyas described. It stated that it's 8 inches and it's only 5.5 inches. Oh, they have it. Oh, no way.
The ruler. Have a ruler up to the owl. Not worth it. What? Like, that's like... Oh, my gosh. I only wanted an 8-inch owl, not a 5.5-inch
Hey, they specified owl. 8 inches, and it's not 8 inches. Looks different than the picture. It kind of does.
There's another one that says looks, that they only got a 5-inch one.
It's about 5 inches.
So 3 people that say that they got a 5-inch one. Wonder if they just sent out some...
There are a lot of rip-off Harry Potter owls. That's
totally what they're going. Wizard Snowy Owl.
This little bib.
That's definitely what they're going for.
Man, there's a lot of Harry Potter baby stuff. It's a whole market that I didn't even know about.
Yeah.
You gotta tap into that Harry Potter baby market.
I love, like, the suggested stuff on your Amazon, since you look at all the stuff everyone
it's
buys.
It's, like, really weird. It's, like, weird really messing up
Sour
my,
Patch
like,
Kids and teacher carts and knives and fish hooks.
Bunch of
and
weapons.
Hey, Amazon's like,
but
what?
Then the items inspired by my brand, my browsing history, are a little bit more on brand.
Yeah.
It's like Star Wars stuff, nerd stuff, but then fishing oh, crap. Things. Fishing stuff. And then wrestling.
We got some
toys.
Wrestling in there amongst the fishing.
Oh, now there's going to be all kinds of fishing stuff in here.
I think the Amazon is like freaking out by your thing though. Like, I guess this guy likes fishing now too. Like, we cannot pay him.
What are you doing? Why is he looking at owls?
What is he owls?
Oh, he's looking at knives again. Oh, he's looking at those weird holistic remedies.
Right, fishing stuff, wrestling, I don't know.
I was looking at all this mom stuff for Mother's Day, which really must have thrown it for a loop.
What do we got? iPhone got protector.
An iPhone, I guess I don't need to click every single thing.
You don't have
thing.
To look at them all.
I'm gonna unclick that one because it's just a screen protector. That's not exciting.
Now I got you thinking about what it's doing to your history, too.
We got an Apple iPhone 6S case. So we got a case and a screen protector.
Someone got a new phone.
Oh, look at this case. I got to see this case. Okay. It sounds cool.
The Flex Armor.
No, but you didn't see what it was.
No.
This is going to be a fun surprise for Phil.
Oh, that's
rad.
It's
Han Solo
in carbonite.
In carbonite. On the back
is
of your
like
iPhone.
Is it like 3D? Like, is it actually?
Yeah, it looks like it's like 3D raised.
Oh, that's cool.
Maybe it's not.
No, let's see.
It's not. It says it's rubber.
I don't know.
I can't tell.
I can't tell from the picture.
But it looks awesome.
Either way, even if it's not, that's really cool.
My phone, I always have phones that don't get the cool cases. You have to have an iPhone or the newest Samsung Galaxy to get all the cool cases.
Right.
They're not making any cool cases for my Samsung El Cheapo.
They know, like, this guy's not going to buy a case.
I would buy Han Solo and Carbonite. I would buy some cool thing of, like, my favorite wrestling thing or, like, some other cool thing. People have so many cool, like, you know, out of time, like, from, like, the freaking Back to the Future license plate. And
what's your case?
Mine's just, like,
black and gray.
Deteriorating rubber on the side. Black and green. Oh, it's got a little easel. Cause I really like to just prop my phone on my desk and watch it like a little tiny,
mine has
tiny
that
TV that I use all the time. Don't you use yours all the time?
Oh yeah, constantly. Cause
you're tiny little.
Cause I'm always watching full length movies things. On my TV, on my phone.
Apparently this is why people sit and watch things on their phones in restaurants now, because they put easels on them. So they're like telling us to do it.
Yeah, hey, it's okay.
It's not okay.
Not okay.
You stop that.
At least you gotta wear headphones.
Wear headphones.
Like, do what you gotta do, but wear
some
headphones.
I'm worried, like, if we time travel 5 years, is everybody just gonna be watching whatever? It's just the whole world. It's gonna be a sea of no headphones and just talking, getting barked at by everybody else's phones.
That's like the future things did not predict. All those like sci-fi movies didn't realize.
You know what does predict stuff that you have not watched yet?
What's that?
It's freaking Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah.
Black Mirror predicts the stuff that's actually gonna happen.
I do need
and
to
it's
check
scary.
That out. Someone else just recommended that to me this weekend. So.
It's scary.
I need to
It's like every bad ending Twilight Zone times really bad.
But like modern.
And it's all about how it's like technology that you probably have or used or thought about using.
Yeah.
And then the extremes and like, you know, and not even that far in the future, like not even that far off things that aren't that far.
We do live in the future.
You live in the future and it's not the fun flying car, jetpack, Jetsons.
Most of the futures aren't fun though. I mean, if you think about it, like.
There is the, you know, the theory that like the Jetsons, the reason why they all live in the sky is because like they destroyed the Earth.
Yeah.
And then there's also the theory that the Flintstones is happening at the same time as the Jetsons.
Wasn't
I've heard different
the movie
competing
kind of like
theory. Well, they visited the Flintstones, but there was time travel involved.
Yeah, but maybe that's just what they thought they were doing, and really
because
they were just
that's
going
why,
down to the surface.
But I also, but you know, they like they're in the sky because they destroyed the Earth.
Yeah. Why else are they not living on the ground?
It's like a WALL-E situation. Yeah.
Except they're a little more active.
What if it's like an Elysium situation and like it's the elite people are up and the Jetsons are like part of that. And then there's like the freaking like worker that are powering all that equipment and stuff. Yeah. Maybe that's what's happening.
It could be. I think you're onto something.
Dude, I haven't watched. There's like a thing on Netflix. It's like the 3%. And it's like where they have like some kind of contest and like the 3% of the population gets to go live in the fancy place.
Huh.
It's called the 3%.
Like, it's a
Netflix. Like, yeah, it's a documentary about the world. It's a 3%.
I didn't mean to say documentary. I stopped, but I think I got
it's
it
a show. It's on Netflix. It's always, it keeps popping up on my Netflix recommendations because it's like, you like Battle Royale and Hunger Games and all this stuff. Here's, and
so it's a documentary.
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty much. Hopefully not. I mean, geez. I think we're headed there, though, right?
We're not far off.
Isn't that kind of what our healthcare system's going to end up doing? I was going
to say, like, is it like a reality show type thing where they're trying to, like, pretend that
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. No. No.
You know.
I mean, we're not that far off either. Hunger Games, the show.
That's what I'm saying. Well, you know, like, because America is the richest, you know, blah, 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 or whatever, and there was, like, a thing like that.
But. Did you ever see, I forgot what it was called, but it was, like, a indie movie where it was, like, people killing each other, but it was, like, just super indie, where, like, it was a game show, and they were just, there was, like, 8 people, and, like, the last person alive won, like, it was some crazy.
I don't know.
I forgot what it was called. Jeff was the one that told me about it, and then I watched it.
Huh.
It was pretty nuts.
He's the one that told me I should watch Black Mirror.
Black Mirror is really good, but, I mean, get ready to be bummed out.
That good, huh?
It's good, but it's also like, holy crap, we're all gonna die. Cause this is kind of like, yeah, like it's kind of, it's real dark.
All right. Well, I'll take a peek at it.
It's real good. The first one's really, really, really intense.
Okay. Jump in on right.
I don't know. I mean, like, they just really go for it. But you don't have to watch them in order.
So, like, it's like an anthology, right?
Yes. Yeah. There's like, and then some of them are just like real scary.
Mm.
And that's all the time we have
this
time.
It is.
So we'll jump in next time.
Thank you guys for listening.
More things. Maybe some Marmaduke, probably.
Oh, well, we definitely got some Marmaduke. After last week's. Like,
you gotten any update on that? Do we know for sure that our thing is ordered?
I know it's ordered now because I've got the email to the guy.
How do you know that actually went anywhere?
I mean,
what if it's a fake
email? I have the email address to, I don't know.
Have you emailed them?
I haven't emailed them. I guess I could email them directly.
What do you call that? That lady, the Leslie Nope that seems to know what's going on. You should call her back.
Call her back.
Just be like, I got this email. I don't know if that's
weird. Because we definitely don't have the brick yet.
You're still dealing with Jerry, it seems
I've definitely got Jerry on the other end of the line, and he sent out everyone's contact information. I was looking at it
this wrestling company today, and they did not get why it was a big deal. They were posting on their Facebook, like, oh, we're shipping out more tickets. And it was just envelopes with people's name and addresses on them. And they're like, yeah, we're shipping out more tickets. And everyone's like, what are you doing? And they're like, what? And then they've got this whole big fight in the comments where people are like, you shouldn't do this. And other people are like, they could do whatever they want. They're just being nice. Like, hey, look. And it's like, no, you shouldn't give out people's contact information like that.
Idea.
And like, dude, and like, so I'm like, oh
man,
ding dongs, man.
Well, yeah, so I don't know. I mean, it's we'll keep an update on that progress there.
Have you had any strange Marmaduke fans show up at your door?
I have not had any. Nope. I haven't got any calls from any Marmaduke people. Matthew thinks I should email the other people.
100% no.
He said I should just email him and say, hey, I heard you're like, got a Marmaduke break.
So you're into Marmaduke.
How did you get into Marmaduke?
Then you're going to like scare some old lady.
I do know what they put on their brick now, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I need to look.
I have to know.
I have to look on my thing.
I have to know.
I'll read it for the next one.
What they put on their brick.
It's pretty funny. Because
there's no way it's like ours.
Only one of them has what they put on it. So I'll when we do Marmaduke, I'll have it ready to go. Because I got to go in and open it up.
All right, well, be sure to tune in on Thursday for that. And be sure to go to RadioBrendo.com for all your stuff and BenVNetwork.com. And until then, for Radio Brendo Man, I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
Have a good one, everybody. And John Goobang Do.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Brendan.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Rob.
And we're the hosts of Faux-Boys, the podcast about Doughboys, the podcast about chain restaurants.
So Aaron, what is Doughboys?
Doughboys is this podcast hosted by Nick Weiger and Mike Mitchell, who are two hilarious comedians, where they talk about chain restaurants every single week.
So wait, what's Faux-Boys then?
Faux-Boys is a podcast hosted by Aaron, Brendan, Brian, and Rob, four hilarious comedians who talk about Doughboys, the podcast about chain restaurants.
Are we going to go to the same chain restaurants that the Doughboys are going to?
I sure hope so, but if we don't, we're still going to record an episode.
Do they have chain restaurants in Canada?
Some of them.
So tune in to Faux-Boys, the podcast about Doughboys, the podcast about chain restaurants, on BenviewNetwork.com. Every 2 weeks to listen to Faux-Boys, the podcast about the podcast about chain restaurants.
Hey, does Feral Audio know we're doing this?
This podcast is a part of the BenView Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.